Hello and welcome to the Soulful Self Podcast. I'm your host, Chelsea Cora. This podcast is a resource for all spiritual beings to grow personally, heal emotionally, and align with our highest spiritual evolvement, no matter what this human experience throws our way. Thank you so much for being here. Now let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Soulful Self Podcast. I am your host, Chelsea Cora, and I'm so excited to have you here with me this week. Today, I am going to talk about the nature of energetic shifts, and specifically the energetic shifts that come when we do our healing work, when we do our inner work. And the type of healing work I'm referring to, of course, is not a passive process. I'm not talking about just going to an energy healer or a Reiki practitioner, having them work on you, and then all of a sudden you have an energetic shift and your life is different. That's rarely the case, because when we receive healing, to my understanding, it has to be a participatory, co-creative process. So that means that we are putting some part of ourselves into the process. That means we're willing to do some of the work. We're willing to confront uncomfortable patterns and change them. We are willing to comfort our inner child. We're willing to open up to loving parts of ourselves that we previously denied or rejected. And as I was reflecting on the content for this episode, I was reminded of a conversation that I had with an actual Reiki practitioner, a Reiki master named Rachel Hamer. It was a while back in episode 15 entitled Healing Through Energy Work and Musical Frequency that she was telling me how she was doing Reiki and she started to kind of move away from it and into the realm of coaching because she started seeing that even though she was able to change people's energies or she was able to remove blocks from them, that she noticed when she removed a block, that person would end up having that same block a week or two later because they didn't actually heal the root of their issue, the core wounding of why they were experiencing that block in the first place. And so she wanted to shift her practice to be able to work with people who are willing to go deep within themselves and actually confront those deep inner wounds and core root issues and change proactively the patterns that they were experiencing, the blocks that were surfacing as a result in their daily lived lives. So when we become willing to do our inner healing, whatever that looks like for us, right? There are so many different modalities out there, but whichever one calls us and we get willing to really sit with ourselves and do that work, then it creates shifts in our energy because it shifts our core belief systems, how we feel about ourselves, what we think we deserve from the world, etc., or ideas about how we think the world works. It really shifts us at a core level and causes us to become a vibrational match for better things. And healing rarely happens overnight, although it can. Usually healing is a longer term process where the shifts are more slow and gradual and hopefully gentle. And as you start to shift your energy, you start to become an energetic match for different experiences. So let's say that you are experiencing a physical problem. Let's say you have some disease. Maybe it's an autoimmune disorder, or maybe it's cancer, or maybe it's something else. I mean, there are so many different types of physical ailments out there. And physical ailments are a manifestation, a physical expression of something that is going on a deeper energetic, spiritual, or emotional level within us. So let's say that we have this issue, and yes, it can be helpful if we go to the doctor to get treatment, but if we really want to cure what is going on, then we're going to open up and see what might be going on spiritually or energetically. So let's say that we go to an energetic healer and we start to uncover these deep, hurtful, painful wounds from childhood that actually have a lot to do with the physical distress that we are experiencing in adulthood. And so we start to heal these wounds session after session. And what we typically think of when we think about healing is we think, okay, I'm going to go in and I'm going to heal this deep psychological wound. And then the next thing I know, my cancer is going to be in remission. Well, that's one outcome. That's one possible outcome. But what I've noticed that can also happen a lot is not necessarily that the deep inner healing itself is what transforms the physical part, but it makes us an energetic match for a solution in the physical realm that will actually work. So let's say that I have a really deep physical issue like cancer or an autoimmune disease, etc., and I heal all my inner child wounding around it, and then I all of a sudden meet an acupuncture therapist who is going to help me on a more physical level to continue releasing the stored up tension in my body. Or let's say that I get introduced to a holistic nutritionist who gives me this amazing dietary plan that I follow and my body starts to heal. Or all of a sudden I get introduced to this other type of modality that is helping me release more of my trauma through breath work. Or I meet a doctor that wants to introduce a more holistic approach than just the traditional doctor that I had been seeing before. So what I'm saying is healing is a journey and it's a step-by-step process. And as you begin to release negativity, as you begin to heal trauma and reintegrate shadow parts of yourself, etc., then your healing is going to take on different forms and it's going to evolve. And as long as you stay on the journey, I really do believe that everything can be healed. Everything can be cured. We just have to be open to following the signs of the universe along the way and know that our mind might not know exactly what the outcome is going to look like, right? We might think, okay, I'm going to go to X healer and I'm going to get Y outcome and then it's going to be done. But rather, we're opening ourselves up to an ever unfolding journey that is going to surprise us and take us many different places. But it is super important that we are starting with being willing to do that inner work, because that really is the turning point that causes those energetic shifts to open us up, to raise our vibration and make us an energetic match for higher and higher levels of healing. Now, I have a really amazing story that I want to share with you, and this has to do with my friend who did have a really serious physical disease, a physical ailment that was taking over her life for many years, and it was a really big issue for her. And then she started all of a sudden embarking upon this incredible self-love journey. She was reading a lot of different self-help, self-love books. And not only was she reading the books, but this is key, she was actually doing the exercises within the books, right? Because it can be so easy for us to read a book and not really feel inspired to do the work that the book is asking us to do. But she was actually taking that step and doing the work. And she was changing her relationship to herself. And as she did this, she started to see a lot of amazing results in her life, a lot of shifting. And this applied to a lot of different areas, but in the area of her physical disease that she had for many years, she actually went to the doctor one day, and she went to a doctor for a different reason, but the doctor ran some tests and the doctor said that this diagnosis that she had for so many years for this physical disease was actually a misdiagnosis. So this disease that she thought she had for so many years, that she had symptoms of, that was overrunning her life, was a misdiagnosis. And the real problem had to do with some other part of her body that was going to be able to receive medical attention now. She was actually going to be able to receive treatment that would be effective for her, because this whole time she was receiving the wrong treatment because she was receiving the treatment for a misdiagnosis. Now, her reaction to this was understandable. She was really upset and she felt betrayed by the medical system. She felt like, wow, I spent so many years of my life not getting the right treatment, believing that this was happening when really it was something else. But when I heard her tell me this story, for me, what it seemed like was that she raised her vibration enough to shift her reality, that all of a sudden she didn't have this disease that she maybe did or didn't have for the past however many years, and all of a sudden her problem was actually a different problem that is treatable. How amazing. I mean, to me that says miracle all over it. To me that says that she was able to raise her vibration to the level of completely changing her reality, where now she's not going to have this problem anymore that she had for so many years of her life. So this can be a little hard to understand, especially when we are attached to the physical world, or we're kind of attached to any sort of victimhood mentality. But if we let go of that and we just realize, okay, I had this problem for a long time and now I don't. And it's most likely because I've been on this incredible self-love journey, that I've had so many other shifts in every other area of my life. Now this area of my life is shifting too. It's actually very amazing. It's actually a gift from the universe. And the thing about manifesting shifts in our lives, manifesting healing and miracles, or even using the law of attraction, right, and attracting things to us that we really deeply desire, is that it comes to us in a way that we would never think of. It surprises us. It comes in a way that we would least expect it. And this is nothing new. This is consistent across all law of attraction teachings, that your manifestation is going to come to you when you least expect it, under a set of circumstances that you never would have imagined, most likely. And so this, to me, is an example of exactly that, of something coming into her life in a way that she never would have thought, never would have imagined. And it doesn't really matter if it was a misdiagnosis or not. The deal is that now she is no longer an energetic match to that issue, and she gets to live a higher quality of life because she's been willing to do her inner work. So it's not the diagnosis itself. It's not the details of the disease itself that we should be focusing on. It's the fact that we shifted our energy and now we have access to a new reality, if that makes sense. It could be compared to switching timelines, right? It's like I'm in this timeline where my life is on a certain trajectory, but when I shift my energy, it's almost like I'm stepping into the alternate reality where these other things are possible instead, because that's what I'm an energetic match to now. Or it's like observing the potential of the quantum field, wherein there are limitless potentialities in the quantum field, but when we actually observe one of them is when it makes its appearance into the physical world. And there's a whole thing in quantum physics about this. Anybody who has paid attention to Dr. Joe Dispenza, for example, is probably already familiar with these ideas. But all I'm trying to say is that it's really important for us to just open up our minds and our hearts when we are manifesting things, when solutions and miracles and shifts are coming into our reality, to not get so hung up on the mechanics of the material world. Like, oh, well, I thought it was this, and this doesn't make sense. It doesn't have to make sense. right? When you're shifting your energy and you're changing your reality by doing your inner work, amazing things happen that bend the so-called laws of the material world. And it's pretty amazing. So this is something that I wanted to share with people today, because I know that sometimes it can be confusing when we are on a healing journey and we're so conditioned to this Newtonian version of reality, as Dr. Joe Dispenza would say, which is where, you know, every action produces a result. So if we go to the doctor, we expect to have a medicine that cures the problem. If we go to the alternative healer, we expect them to heal us, or we expect to get the result that we're looking for in one session. And the way that healing actually works is much more mystical than that. And it can be much more of a process that reveals to us much deeper truths and revelations about ourselves, and not just on the small self level, like, you know, our identity and our ego and our personal life in this particular human body, but our bigger self too, who we really are in relationship to the universe, and starting to awaken to an experiential understanding of what that even means. So if you feel like you are intrigued by all of this and you feel like you are ready to start doing this inner work, you're ready to start confronting these deeper parts of you and become an energetic match to something better, to a higher quality way of life. If you are feeling like you want to step into a higher sense of purpose in your life, if you want to attract better relationships into your life, even if you're working with a physical ailment that you want to heal, I am here for you. I am accepting new clients, and I want to just take this minute to talk a little bit about the healing that I offer, because it's not something that I usually mention on the podcast, but it is something that has developed a lot since I started these healing sessions a couple years ago. And they're really quite beautiful and amazing. And I say this with a lot of humility, because it's not really me that's doing the healing. It's spirit that moves through me, and it's the other person who I'm working with. Because basically, a client will come to me with a block that they're having or an issue that they're dealing with in their life. And what we do in a session is we look at that block from the energetic level, but we look at it together. It's not just me going into the astral realm or the etheric realm and looking at it and then telling them about themselves. I'm actually taking them with me into that realm. And from there, anything is possible. No two sessions are ever alike, because like I said, spirit is guiding it, and it's totally dependent on what the client needs in that moment. And so what might happen is a client might end up revisiting a past memory that needs healing, or they might be confronted with a part of their own psyche that they unknowingly have rejected for a long time that's been keeping them small or keeping them stuck, or they might meet a new spirit guide. They might have a conversation with their higher self. An ancestor might show up. Whatever happens, I'm actually guiding the client to having their own healing, to being able to perform their own healing on themselves, and to really learn how to navigate the energetic realms. And it can be pretty amazing, especially for somebody who hasn't had this experience before. Somebody who maybe has heard about people channeling or talking to spirit guides, but has never had the real experience of journeying to these other realms in this way before. And so what I do is I'm just kind of a gentle guide. I'm holding the sacred space. I'm raising the vibration, and I'm creating the container for my client to have these experiences and to experience whatever kind of healing is right for them in that moment. So if any of this intrigues you or sounds like something that might be right for you at this time in your journey, I'm going to invite you to book a free discovery call with me where we can have an actual one-on-one conversation via Zoom to talk more about this and to see if this is something that is right for you. Or if you have any questions about what I just talked about or anything else, we can definitely schedule a call and you can book through my website, which I will add a link to in the show notes. But other than that, we do have some exciting things coming up. Actually, this weekend on July 29th and July 30th, there is a Mind Body Spirit celebration here in Austin, Texas, which is a metaphysical and wellness expo that's taking place at the Palmer Events Center both days. And there's going to be a lot of readers and vendors and presenters. So it's going to be really exciting and I will be there. I'm going to be doing tarot readings and on Sunday at 3 p.m. I'm going to be giving a presentation. And it's the presentation I'm giving is going to be also an experiential journey for people to discover their own internal guidance, because something that I talk about a lot is how we're always giving our power away to an external authority, right? We're always looking outside of ourselves to find out what is right for us, even if we're just doing it subconsciously. And a lot of times in the spiritual spaces, we're doing this too, because we go to a psychic or we go to a reader and we just kind of allow them to tell us what's best for us and we believe it. And I'm not saying that everybody does this, but it is a pattern that I've seen and even one that in the past I have engaged in myself until I started realizing that I have all the answers inside of me. And it's just a process of developing my own intuition in order to be guided by my own internal compass rather than by whatever somebody else says. And so this is basically what I'm going to be talking about. The talk that I'm giving is called Becoming Your Own Oracle. So if you're in the Austin area, I invite you to come to that. But if not, then we do have some exciting stuff coming up with the podcast, which is that I'm inviting some new guests, some fresh energy to come on the show. And so I'm in the process of collaborating with a couple of different people. And I'm really excited about the content that we're going to produce together. So that's what's new. That's what's going on. But overall, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Soulful Self podcast. I hope that you will be inspired to just remain open on your personal journey of healing and spiritual growth, whatever that looks like for you, and be ready for the solutions to come to you in ways that you least expect. All right, I'll talk to you all again in 2 weeks. Have a beautiful day. I love you so much. And I'll see you next time on the Soulful Self podcast.